Welcome back to Farm Talk. Got an interesting segment coming up for you in just a few seconds. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, the Dougs, have been hosting town hall meetings this week, Wednesday, Thursday. They had something like it on Monday in Fargo, but these meetings the last couple of days have been a little bit different, a lot focused on the drought. And these town hall meetings basically been mic'd up, cameras there, and farmers are really expressing their opinions, not only in what's going on with the drought, what can help. CRP obviously being released early would be a big part of that, but they've also been talking about some other issues that have been going on in North Dakota agriculture. So what we're going to do, last night they had a town hall in Washburn, the place that they have it, I think it was at the Interpretive Center, but it was packed. I mean, it was packed, and there's another one going on this morning. In fact, that one's done. That was in Rugby. That one was also packed. A lot of great comments, a lot of great questions. We're actually going to focus in on the Rugby one from this morning, and we're just going to play kind of a montage of questions. Some of them I did leave the answers in. The answers that are provided to the specific questions you're going to hear about are from Ag Commissioner Doug Goring. So let's listen to a portion of that audio from the drought meetings this morning in Rugby.
Yeah, I know you've talked a lot about CRP. My name's Jim Diepolder, and I'm president of the Southeast Local Botno County. And on my farm, I have about 300 to 400 acres of CRP, but it's not like the old CRP, where it was whole fields and big areas. It's 20, 30 acre plots. The ranchers can't fence it, and they can't get water to it. So the grazing option is out. There's good grass in it right now, and it needs to be made now. It doesn't cost the government anything to give it to my neighbor. I don't want anything for it, but I can't give it to him because there's a duck, a goose, or a pheasant in there. The family farmer and these young ranchers are more important than the duck, the goose, and the pheasant. They'll have their babies next year. Our ranchers got them now. So I'm asking you, Governor Burgum, Commissioner Goring, to call the President of the United States, get an executive order to release the CRP, all practices, so that now, in the next 30 days, we need to feed now for those ranchers now. They don't have pasture. They have nothing to feed them now. So they at least have a Band-Aid till the weather could change. The second thing is, there's a lot of comments about hay hauling it in. There's no grain, there's no rain, and there's no money. That's the biggest problem. What we need is a disaster disbursement program where these guys can wean and sell down some of their herds and get a cost share to buy them back down the road. I know you're not the federal government, but you promised to be our advocates, and I believe in you. But we need to give these guys hope because they're not going to get enough hay. They know it. Deep down, they know it. So they're going to have to sell off. But if we could have the outlook and the hope that we'd have a disbursement disaster program, that the government would kick in a share of the buyback, because you know it's going to cost them a lot more when they come to buy them back. And there's no money to do it with. So that's a program that we should invent. We have 125 years unprecedented drought right now, so we need to think something new. And another thing, we've got young farmers here, and you've heard this before, most of them got 70% coverage on their crops. They take their premium out of there, and they got 60 to 65. There's a big gap in there. We need to get Senator Hoven, Senator Kramer out here, and we need to get that disaster program to fill the gap, to keep them here one more generation. Thank you.
I had said that I try not to give false hope, and I'm not defending anybody, but I know that they are working on our behalf. They really are. One of the problems, if you look back in the past, and anybody recalls when we had hurricanes and wildfires and other issues going on in other states, then all of a sudden we got a disaster program. Right now, we seem to be a little bit of an island. There are some problems in the other parts of the country, but they aren't big enough yet to really stimulate some activity or some action by Congress. But if I think framing all this up, there's some good suggestions here that we can take forward, and if Congress will address them in a disaster bill, instead of continuing to talk about CARES Act money and coronavirus money, we could probably start doing something that really affects and impacts the economy.
Hayden Larson from Bisbee, North Dakota, and I run a cow-calf operation, also grind hay for a living, and we got a lot of CRP acres in Towner County, and customers I have affected strongly by this drought need hay. I try to pick up acres for them. It's all spoken for. Guys that sell hay, reefing benefit of our problem. And I think FSA needs to maybe look into, these guys don't even have livestock. Why are they able to take advantage of making hay and, you know, charging a huge amount of money for it when it should be for the producer himself?
So this issue is, it's not a new issue. It's been around for 20-some years, 30-some years that I've been farming and when I had a livestock operation. There's so many different scenarios to take. There are some times where somebody maybe put up the hay, had livestock, and then ended up having to sell out, and because they were thinking about putting restrictions on the sale of that feed. It was unfortunate because now all of a sudden that person couldn't recover any of their costs for that. They couldn't get feed out into the market where it was needed. I think the biggest contention that you hear from farmers and ranchers is somebody's just taking advantage of the situation, and I guess you're going to have that always. But I'm not sure we have dealt with this issue from so many different angles. I don't know how you develop rules and regulations that would prevent abuses like that, because even if you're the owner of that, you could actually go put it up and sell it.
Okay, we're going to jump in again. We're going to have more from the town hall meeting from this morning in Rugby coming up in the 2 o'clock hour with Mick Kerr. I believe it's about 2:20. And later this afternoon, there's actually another one, the third one this week like this. It's in Medora at 3 o'clock this afternoon. More Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.